This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. An emergency management team from Missouri is headed to New York to help manage volunteers and donations in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. Governor Jay Nixon's office says the New York Emergency Management Office asked for help from Missouri's State Emergency Management Agency. The request came through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, which is part of the nation's mutual aid system. Nixon says SEMA gained valuable experience after last year's Joplin tornado. The organization worked to coordinate the efforts of hundreds of thousands of volunteers who came from all over the United States to help. Nixon encouraged those who want to help with relief efforts to donate to the American Red Cross or to other disaster relief organizations. The Libertarian candidate for U.S. Vice President is in the Midwest, wrapping up the final days of a national campaign. As KBI's Wendy Mader reports, one of his many stops yesterday included Columbia.
Judge Jim Gray was only in Columbia for a half hour on Sunday to promote presidential candidate Gary Johnson, but he did not waste any time. Gray spent most of the forum discussing the Libertarian platform. Johnson's team promotes drug law reform, marriage equality, and reducing the size of the federal government. Gray says Missouri is an important stop because Missourians need more exposure to libertarian values.
People here in Missouri, you know, the show me state, like I say, is just you are willing to be shown. You're independent. You're willing to listen. The Libertarian Party is perfectly suited for that independent way of thinking.
Gray's plea is a 5% win in the election on Tuesday. If this is accomplished, the Libertarian Party can match funds in the next election and will not have to fight their way onto the 2016 ballot. Columbia resident Harry Hill says he hopes this happens, but thinks the U.S. population is motivated by fear.
It's the old thing that we got a two-party system, and it doesn't matter. They're going to go with the so-called lesser of two evils.
Other stops on Sunday included St. Louis and Warrensburg. Gray plans to spend time in Kansas City on Monday. Wendy Mader, KBIA News.
MU is welcoming a fresh but familiar face to the role of Chief Diversity Officer. KBIA's Cody Lee Hayville tells us who.
Deputy Chancellor Mike Middleton appointed Noor Azizan Gardner to coordinate the Chancellor's Diversity Initiative as Chief Diversity Officer. Duties of this position include efforts in increasing diversity of students, staff, and faculty, as well as maintaining a convivial campus community. Chief Diversity Officer Noor Azizan Gardner says she is excited to get everyone working together so the board can begin making dramatic but positive changes.
It's about leading the whole campus in creating a community of respect and about inclusion. We're moving to guiding the campus, being there as hopefully a change agent.
Azizan Gardner says diversity is about giving voice to the ones who may not traditionally feel like they belong, giving them the opportunity to contribute to the MU campus.
And that report comes to us from KBIA's Cody Lee Hayveld. Missouri turkey hunters reported taking nearly 8,500 birds last month. That's a 20% increase from October 2011. The State Conservation Department says southwestern Missouri's Webster County led the way with 225 birds taken. Missouri doesn't have enough natural gas deposits for the state to get much benefit from the hydraulic fracturing movement. But it does have something that's very important to energy producers who engage in fracking. Sand. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Missouri has vast quantities of nearly pure silica sand. The sand is in high demand among drillers who use the tiny granules to prop open cracks in shale rock and allow oil and natural gas to escape. The so-called frack sand comes from a formation called the St. Peter Sandstone, which runs from Minnesota to Arkansas and runs through the eastern side of Missouri. The Callaway County Collector's Office will not be mailing residents' tax bills on time. KBIA's Taylor DeHays tells us why.
Computer glitches in the new taxpayer software that the collector's office is using will delay the mailing of Callaway County's real estate and property tax bills this year. The new PC-based software was implemented in February. Callaway County Assessor Pam A. Strike is fine-tuning the technical difficulties. Problems have primarily been found in the wording of sections in the tax bills, specifically the titles of historic vehicles. No errors have been found in the tax amounts. She says taxpayers don't need to worry about the delays and software glitches.
I prefer to mail them the end of October, 1st of November, as a courtesy for our taxpayers. If they have 2 months to be able to save and scrape up enough to get them paid by the end of December, so they don't have to pay penalty paying after that. I would rather err on holding them back and making sure everything is okay before they get to the mailbox.
The bills are mailed to 36,000 county taxpayers. A Strike says she plans to have the bills mailed to taxpayers next week. Taylor DeHaze, KBIA News.
The Columbia Housing Authority will update its policy's definition of a family. The change means the policy will better comply with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's definition of a family. The CHA's new definition will define a family as any individual or group living together. This change aims to eliminate discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and marital status. Phil Steinhaus, CEO of the Columbia Housing Authority, says the CHA has already based its program on the inclusive definition, and the text change is just a formality.
For the Columbia Housing Authority, this is a real change for us because we have adopted the City of Columbia's human rights ordinance and comply with those protections, and those protections also include protections for persons of their sexual orientation, marital status, or gender identity.
The Resident Advisory Board will further discuss the amendment as well as the five-year plan of the Columbia Housing Authority at a December meeting. A State Highway Patrol report says former Missouri tight end Brandon Holifield has been arrested on possession of marijuana. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol arrest report, Holifield was pulled over early Sunday morning in Boone County after driving 69 miles an hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. Governor Jay Nixon signed an executive order to close state offices on Black Friday, November 23rd, in part because state revenues have increased. State Budget Director Linda Lubering says the state's revenue collections are up by 7.5% compared with last year.
We're beginning to see the improving economy's impact on our revenue collections. It's always a lag. As the economy improves, it takes a little while for that to start showing up in our revenue collections.
Lubering says new jobs is the most critical aspect of increasing general revenue collections. The individual income tax is by far the biggest source for the general revenue fund. Before the national economic downturn, Missouri took in approximately $8 billion in general revenue collections. But this year, Lubering says the state expects to take in about $7.6 billion. That's $400 million below 2008 revenues. Sales tax and use collections increased 2.7% this year. But Lubering says that doesn't just indicate people are going back to work.
It's also people having confidence that the economy is beginning to turn around, and then they're more willing to buy things.
Lubering says Missouri's general revenue collections are on track with what her office had projected. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.